I think, particularly here in Cape Town and in the Western Cape with the broad footprint that SANDF of course has, there are very few people perhaps in the Western Cape, or in Cape Town at least, that can say that they don't know someone that in some way, shape or form benefited from SANDF, whether that is in terms of, the skills programs or bursaries or those types of things. If we're not even talking about, potential Zakhari recipients and those sorts of things as well.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, uniquely, even with Rashad from VOC, when we had a sit down with him, he also reminded us how the masajid benefited from the programs we have, the administration workshops we had with the masajid. And he said that people don't know because people realize and they think of SANDF when it comes to Ramadan, and they think about SANDF when it comes to bursary specifically, especially around the time now. But uniquely, when you think about what SANDF gets involved in, Sister Lachey, when I entered the office now this morning, we spoke about back to school. Those are realities and challenges that we know people face on a daily basis. That's why it humbles ourselves to be able to be so close to the community, so we are aware of what's happening in society. And I think a big thing for us is the collaboration with so many institutions, specifically VOC and others also, that we have the unique opportunity to be available and to know what's happening. So from assisting massage administration, having workshops for public speaking, assisting a child with a meal on a Saturday or Sunday, vocational training, when it comes to MI programs, assisting, like you Mandelberg uniquely, helping children with their projects in the afternoon, from making calls and stuff like at the offices. Those are stuff unique, with Ibrahim Meyer and Muhammad's very assisting children, giving them a hot meal on a Sunday and on a Saturday morning. Those are things that just humbles yourself. And every day, as I said from the question before and earlier, that reminds us why we are here.
Yeah, it's also been a busy year for SANDF, of course, with a number of different events that you've had and activities that you've had commemoration of your 50th anniversary. Some of them perhaps new, some new elements added as well, and we'll get to the conversation about the new Zakah Nasheed that was launched as well. But you also have a Bride that's coming up and an opportunity for our listeners to get involved.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, you guys had a conversation with regards to petrols and stuff increasing and looking at energy and the cost of certain things. The reality is, as an institution, there's also cost that we need to cover. The VOC will have the same sentiments with regards to there are definitely things that need to be covered. An institution, we strive to distribute 100% of the zakah to those deserving. So it's important for us to look at different things, different ventures, how to raise funds, because as we know, electricity needs to be paid. Our food bill needs to be paid. We have our phone bills. There's so many things that need to be paid. So Alhamdulillah, what we're trying to do is to have different things and to also give opportunity for the public to get involved with some of the things that we do. So we have a Bride Day, 200 rand, on the 7th of December, inshallah.
Inshallah.
At the office, 200 rand. But people ask us, what do you get for the 200 rand? And I tell you now, is you won't find those on any other ticket. Because for 200 rand, you get a boerewors roll, you get a burger, you get a T-bone, a quarter chicken, you get two salads and a 2 liter drink for 200 and only.
That's worth what already?
That's that.
Over 300, 400 bucks on its own?
Alhamdulillah, when we sit down with the team and I say, wallahi, I thank the team members when we spoke about this, we want the possibility for many people to be part of this, to give sadaqah, to go back into community, and also benefit from the meal you will receive, inshallah. Because 200 and what we had to do is we had to go out, and Alhamdulillah, I must thank donors that came on board. A man that everybody knows, Ajoha Butchery, Allah must grant him so much more, inshallah, Elite Butchery. There's so many others who came on board that we're working with. So Alhamdulillah, we are blessed that we can do this for communities. And Alhamdulillah, we're definitely making a profit so we can make our program sustainable, see that we can go out to communities, travel to, as we know, to George, as far as Friedenberg, as far as Stellenbosch and Worcester, to try and assist those communities, inshallah. Because the work that we do continues throughout the year, not so specifically. And you mentioned the school program, back to school program, inshallah. We'll probably speak a bit more about that at a later stage. But Alhamdulillah, 200 then. There's still many tickets available. We want people to come on board and assist. And will happen on the new property next to our office, inshallah. There's some developers, but time will allow us to speak about that. But inshallah, for future programs, we'll definitely mention that, inshallah.
How do people get tickets for the Bride?
Alhamdulillah, they can contact our offices or go to our website. The one office, the number I can share with you now, it's 021-680-0965. And in the head office here in Salt River, 021-447-0297, inshallah, to purchase a ticket. So those people who want to maybe take tickets and maybe sell it. For example, this one auntie came to me yesterday and she said, give me 10, I'll sell it for you.
Mm.
You just have to take some details and make information from her. But alhamdulillah, that's a spirit. We love that. That spirit from donors who come on board. She took 2 tickets and she'll sell 10 tickets for us.
Mm.
So alhamdulillah, we encourage people to do that, because what happens is, we're not doing to get profits as a business, inshallah. This, definitely the money that we get from this project will go back into the community, inshallah, for us to make our project as sustainable as possible for as long as possible, inshallah.
And I think arguably people can't say that they didn't have enough time. $200 is, I mean, relatively normal. You can literally feed your family based on what you've, everything that's included in that meal combo there. And then also, there's at least a month before the event. Yeah, today is the 8th of November, so people have got a month to prepare themselves and get themselves ready. So there's almost no excuse.
Yeah, definitely. Is this, and it's, the event is definitely after pension also.
Mm-hmm.
Because uniquely, Wallah, I must share this with people, is that those pensioners who get that little amount from the government, you know how many people of those senior, and they make me so emotional, because they come to you, they said, I'll take a ticket, but my pension. So the pension, they got paid our pension, they must sort all these things, alhamdulillah. But they tell you, there's one lady, Auntie Gay, she's taking a ticket, she'll pay it just after the pension in December, inshallah. So those are so unique, and those are things that, as a organization, we are so proud of, and the only thing is, I come emotional when people tell me, no, I'll never take a ticket, I'll pay it off my pension. Where do you find that? People who have very little and still have that unique sense of trying to do something for someone else.
Yeah, and then you have, I guess, arguably others who are perhaps in a position to be able to, let's say, order takeout every weekend, or, you know, multiple times a week, and you know, 200 rand for them realistically is nothing, and they could, you know, arguably buy 10 tickets easily. Whereas others struggle perhaps to support with one, but they still find it important to do
this. Well, Ashraf, just with regards to, so uniquely, I have someone, a donor came aboard, as you said, those who have resources available, who bought 5 tickets, and he told me, those tickets I can share, inshallah. So what we want to do is, you spoke about the Nasheed a bit earlier.
Yeah, there's, we'll get into that in just a minute.
Yeah,
but, yeah, carry on.
There's a sense of Zakah Nasheed that was launched. So this is the combination. It's written by Sheikh Ismail Munt.
Mm-hmm.
Allah, we know the personality already. Performed by Khuddam al-Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Sands of Zakah Nasheed. So what happens is, I have 5 tickets available. So what I'm proposing, inshallah, and what we want to do is, if anyone can send us a voice note, you guys can decide on it, inshallah. Tickets will be available at the Athens office, but the Ashraf and some of the others will be a list of names, and we'll have it available at that desk at Athlon, just to give us a minute of that Nasheed. Because that Nasheed is so special, it's so unique. Wallahi, Sheikh Ismail wrote that on his way. It took him a few days to do it, alhamdulillah. It speaks about the unique legacy that was left behind by so many. Alhamdulillah, those who started Zakah for so many years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was granting them Jannah. Those who are sick will not do well, Allah was granting them Shifa al-Kamila. But that, inshallah, so there's 5 tickets available. If they do a minute of the Nasheed for us, inshallah, it'll be brilliant if I can listen to only one person sharing Nasheed, but I know time is a challenge for us. But 5 is available, inshallah, you guys can share that with us a bit later.
So yeah, for the benefit of our listeners as well, if you wanting the Nasheed, we can send you the YouTube link. We'll, of course, we'll hopefully play out a few minutes or a couple of seconds of that Nasheed when we wrap up the interview this morning with Hafiz Shafiq Baran from the South African National Zakah Fund. Before I do let you go, rather, it's an important time for one other thing, which is, of course, the Sands of Bursary project. An important time, not only for those perhaps in need of a bursary, but also those who can perhaps support others with the bursary, Shafiq.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, so on the website, it's available for people, can do the application on the website, inshallah, go to the link for Western Cape and they can complete the application. But as we said before, and we also mentioned this, is that this unique opportunity to be part of this program, inshallah, to be part of this legacy of getting children to have the opportunity to go to university, to get the beneficial knowledge, inshallah, for them to become not just to sustain their family. But alhamdulillah, if they find themselves, they get their education, they go to get a job that they can work for themselves. And when they become a zakapa, inshallah, so they can be part of the legacy, continue to see their children benefit from this amana of zakah. And you get many children, alhamdulillah, to go back to school, children to back to university, so that one day, inshallah, as we said before, is they become zakah payers. So we encourage people to do that, inshallah. We know the website, sandzaf.org.za. You can go on there to do a bursary application, or you go on there, inshallah, to do a payment for us, inshallah. Inshallah.
So if you want the link to the Nasheed, if you want the contact details for your Braai tickets, or any other information, pop us a message on the WhatsApp line, inshallah. We'll pass the necessary along to you. And remember, the first 5 people that can send us a voice note of their version of the new Sanzaf Zakah Nasheed, you'll be walking away with one of those Braai tickets. The rest of you, go get your Braai tickets from one of the Sanzaf offices, inshallah. Hafiz Shafiq Baranja, shukran so much for the donuts. Shukran for joining us so early. And shukran for your time.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.